Summing up, male reproductive system. The testicles, male gonads, contained in the scrotum, produce immature sperm cells, which enter the epididymis and pass through the vas deferens into the urethra. Other sperm components are produced by the seminal vesicles and the prostate. Sexual stimulation causes erection of the penis by increased blood flow to the spongy tissue. In the culmination of sexual relations, muscle contractions cause emission and ejaculation. Spermatogenesis. Spermatogenesis is a continuous process affecting a large number of spermatogonia simultaneously. During puberty, the testosterone produced by the testicular interstitial cells leads to maturation of spermatogonia in the seminiferous tubules. Mitotic division of a spermatogonium results in a stem cell and a primary spermatocyte, which enters meiosis to produce 4 haploid spermatids. The spermatids mature into the spermatozoa, forming the flagellum and eliminating much of the cytoplasm. Female reproductive system. The ovaries, female gonads, hold the follicles containing the immature egg cells. The uterine tubes transport the oocytes to the uterus. The uterine cervix marks the boundary between uterus and vagina. The vagina is surrounded by small and large labia, which also accommodate the opening of the urethra and the clitoris. Oogenesis. The first meiotic division of the oogonia occurs during embryonic life and generates 2 primary oocytes enclosed in follicles. The primary oocytes remain quiescent until puberty, when they are activated and mature. Each gives rise to a secondary oocyte and a polar body. The secondary oocyte passes into the oviduct. If it is fertilized, it enters the second meiotic division, resulting in a secondary polar body and egg cell. The ovarian and uterine cycle. Both cycles last about 28 days. They are synchronized by hormones and are subject to a feedback mechanism. Gonadotropin release factor produced by the hypothalamus stimulates production of luteinizing hormones, LH, and follicle-stimulating hormones, FSH, by the pituitary. LH and FSH induce proliferation of ovarian tissue and production of estrogens, stimulating maturation of a follicle and ovulation. Follicular cells give rise to the corpus luteum, which begins to produce estrogens and progesterone. These are needed to stimulate proliferation of the endometrium, which is prepared to accommodate the embryo. If fertilization does not occur, the corpus luteum stops producing hormones. The endometrium is shed, and menstruation occurs. Fertilization. Sperm cells deposited in the vagina travel up the tubes. As a result of specific recognition between gametes, the sperm cell penetrates the egg cell membrane by means of the enzyme in the acrosome. The plasma membranes of the 2 gametes merge, and the plasma membrane of the oocyte becomes impenetrable to other spermatozoa. The oocyte completes meiosis, and the haploid nuclei of the gametes merge, giving rise to the diploid nucleus of the zygote. Embryonic development. Cleavage is rapid cell division as a zygote travels down the tube, resulting in the blastocyst covered by the trophoblast. Implantation occurs when the blastocyst reaches the uterus and the implantation process in the endometrium starts. This is followed by gastrulation. 3 embryonic germ cell layers form: endoderm, ectoderm, mesoderm, from which the various organs will develop. The four membranes essential for gas and nutrient exchange also develop: amnion, Vitellin sac, allantois, chorion. The placenta is made up of embryonic tissues, chorionic villi, and maternal tissues, endometrium. It is connected to the embryo by the umbilical cord, which allows for exchange of nutrients and gases and elimination of catabolites. It also produces sex hormones essential to maintaining pregnancy. Organogenesis and segmentation of the body occur between the 4th and 9th weeks. From the 9th week, the human embryo is called the fetus. In the 2nd and 3rd trimester, the fetus grows. Towards the end of pregnancy, the fetal organs are activated. Delivery is determined by hormonal and mechanical factors that induce labor pains and labor.